वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंदगोप कुमाराय
नंदगोप कुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
ॐ अज्ञातमिरांधस्य
ॐ अज्ञातमिरांधस्य
ज्ञानांजनशलाकया
ज्ञानांजनशलाकया
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः
नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय
नमः विष्णुपादाय
कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले
कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
स्वामी नित्य नामिने
स्वामी नित्य नामिने
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी
निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी
पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे
पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे
वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च
वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च
कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च
कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं
पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं
भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं
भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं
भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं
भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं
नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं
नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं
हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो
हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो
दीनबंधो जगत्पते
दीनबंधो जगत्पते
गोपेश गोपिका कांत
गोपेश गोपिका कांत
राधा कांत नमोस्तुते
राधा कांत नमोस्तुते
भक्त कांचन गौरांगी
भक्त कांचन गौरांगी
राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी
राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी
वृषभानु सुते देवी
वृषभानु सुते देवी
प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय
प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानंद
प्रभु नित्यानंद
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद
शिवासादि गौर भक्त
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead,
Narayana,
unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being,
unto Mother Saraswati,
the goddess of learning,
and unto
Srila Vyasadeva, the author, by regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam,
the rendering of service,
the pure devotees,
all that is troublesome to the heart,
is almost completely destroyed,
and loving service,
and the personality of Godhead,
who is praised with
transcendental songs,
is established
as an irrevocable fact.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we welcome all the devotees to the family of Srila Prabhupada, and in this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, first of all I would like to thank His Grace Purna Prajna Prabhu, His Grace Rishikesh Prabhu and His Grace Sajjan Priya Prabhu for giving me an opportunity here, and also we thank His Grace Rangarajan Prabhu for organizing this venue and the program. Indeed today I am feeling very nervous, because this subject matter is very high, and truly it's actually not in our ability or qualification to speak on the subject matter, but I humbly seek all your blessings. Please bless me, because the verse which we are taking, the one verse before that, is very powerful. And indeed yesterday Purna Prajna Prabhu called me, I was driving, and I told him that, Prabhu, actually I was thinking to calling you only and to Rishikesh Prabhu, to seek their blessings before we can embark our journey on this particular subject matters. So I humbly pray to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Miya, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudeva, and all of you to please pray so that we can learn something from Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are reading from Canto 3, canto entitled Status Quo, Chapter 4, chapter entitled Vidura Approaches Maitreya, text number 27, 28 and 29. So we will take one verse which we will recite, and for other two we will read the translation and purport. श्रीशुक उवाच
विदुरेण
विश्वमूर्ते
इति स विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते गुणकथाया
शुद्धया
प्लावितो उरुतापः इति स विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते गुणकथया शुद्धया प्लावितो उरुतापः इति स विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते गुणकथया शुद्धया प्लावितो रुतापः
निशाम
ततः
आगत
इति स विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते गुणकथया शुधया प्लावितो रुतापः समूषित आपगविर्निशान्ततो इति स विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते कथया शुधया प्लावितो रुतापः क्षणामि पुलिने यमस सुस्ताम् समूषित आपगविर्निशान्ततो गात् विदुरेण विश्वमूर्ते गुणकथया शुधया प्लावितो रुतापः क्षणामि पुलिने यमस्य सुस्ताम्
श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेठ इति अलोंग विद विदुरेण विदुरा विश्वमूर्ते ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल पर्सन गुणकथाया in the discourse of transcendental qualities sudhaya
nectarian
plavita uru tapaha
overwhelmed
by the great affliction
kshanam
moment
eva
like that
kuline
on the bank of
Nidhanam means the transcendental avatar of the Lord. Ni means the highest and the Dhanam means opulence. And because the abode of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental opulence, his abode can therefore be called Nidhanam. Apart from the grammatical elucidation, the real purpose of the word Nidhanam is to indicate that all the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties were direct associates of the Lord. And after the end of his pastime, all the associates were dispatched to their respective positions in their transcendental abode. The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura considers the meaning of Akritim as pastimes. A means complete and Kritim means transcendental pastime. Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. To act in accordance with the rules and customs of the material world, the Lord seems to take his birth or leave his body, but the pure devotee of the Lord know well the actual fact. It is necessary, therefore, for the serious students of Srimad Bhagavatam to follow the notes and comments of the great acharyas like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti. To others who are not devotee of the Lord, the comments and explanation of such acharyas may appear to be grammatical jugglery, but to the students who are in the line of disciplic succession, the explanation of the great acharyas is quite fit. The word upagateshu is also significant. All the members of Vrishni and Bhoja directly reach the abode of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the abode of the Lord directly, but the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction for the opulence of any planets of the material world. Sometimes due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction for the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth, and thus they desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vishnis and the Bhojas were directly dispatched because they had no attraction for material planets. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura also suggests that according to the Amarakosha dictionary, Akriti also means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by signal to go to Badrikashrama after his departure, and Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to Godhead or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone even after the departure of the Lord from the face of the earth.
We'll read translation to verse number 29 also. Sukadeva Goswami replied,
My dear King,
the cursing of the Brahmanas was only a plea. But the actual fact was
the supreme desire of the Lord.
He wanted to disappear
from the face of the earth
after dispatching his
excessively numerous family members,
he thought of himself
as follows.
In this verse, the word Takshayan is very significant. In relation to the Lord Sri Krishna leaving his body, since he is the eternal form of existence, knowledge and bliss, his body and his self are identical. Therefore, how it is possible that he would leave his body and then disappear from the vision of the world? There is a great controversy amongst the non-devotees or Mayavadis about the mysterious disappearance of the Lord. And the doubts of those men with poor fund of knowledge have been very elaborately cleared by Srila Jiva Goswami in the Krishna Sandarbha. According to Brahma Samhita, the Lord has many forms. It is stated therein that the Lord has innumerable forms, and when he appears within the vision of living entities, as Lord Krishna actually appeared, all such forms amalgamate within him. Beside all these inflammable forms, he has his universal forms as manifested before Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Here in this verse, the word Sapitam is also used, which indicates that he left his gigantic universal form called the Virat Rupa, not in his primeval eternal form, because there is hardly any possibilities of his changing his form of Satchidananda. In Brahma Samhita 5.1, this simple understanding is at once realized by devotees of the Lord. But those who are not devotees, who perform hardly any devotional service to the Lord, either do not understand this simple fact of purposely raised a controversy to defeat the eternity of the transcendental body of the Lord. This is due to the defects called the cheating propensity of imperfect living entities. By practical experience also, it is seen up to the present days that the Lord transcendental form is worshipped by devotees in different temples, and all the devotees of the Lord factually realize that the form of the deity in the temple is not different from the form of the Lord. This inconvincible performance of internal potency of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita, Nama Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samarvita. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. In the Padma Purana, it is said that Atha Sri Krishna Namadina Bhavat Ramahi Indrihi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 17.136, the name and form of Lord cannot be perceived by the material senses. But when he appears within the vision of mundane people, he assumes the form of Virat Rupa. This is an additional material exhibition of form and is supported by the logic of a subject, and it is adjective. In grammar, when an adjective is taken away from the subject is modified, does not change. Similarly, when the Lord quits the Virat Rupa, his internal form does not change. Although there is no material difference between himself and anyone in his innumerable forms. In the fifth canto, it will be seen how the Lord is worshipped in different planets and his different forms, even now, and how he is worshipped in different temples of this earth also. Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have very elaborately explained this incident of the Lord disappearance in the commentaries quoting various versions of Vedic literature. Very purposely do not include them all here to avoid an increase in the volume of this book. The entire matter is explained in Bhagavad Gita as quoted above. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. He keeps himself out of the vision of non-devotees who are devoid of love and devotion, and thus he puts them still further away from the Lord. The Lord appeared on the invitation of Brahma, who prayed before Ishwaradakshaya Vishnu. And therefore, when Lord appeared, all the forms of Vishnu amalgamated within him. And when the mission was fulfilled of all them, disintegrated from him in the usual course.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we see super purports, actually very long purports, and Prabhupada has poured his heart in writing this purport. Prabhupada many times he said that these purports are actually not written by me, but Lord Krishna himself. He dictated this purport and Prabhupada wrote, and Prabhupada quoted that these purports are actually my devotional ecstasies. Like writing this, we can imagine actually before learning high subject matter, the basic fact we should realize that Prabhupada, in his bodily platform, like basically not it is his age of 70-75 year, he had actually written all this purport in the night when all of us were peacefully sleeping, and just sleeping 1 or 1.5 hours in the night, Prabhupada actually wrote all these purports. And sometimes it is said that when he wrote the purport to the 10th canto, few chapters before he left this planet, he was so ill that the doctor said that if there would be anyone else, only he can cry, nothing else he can do. But Prabhupada was dictating on dictaphone, and his disciples you know, then they wrote all this purport. And this volume, indeed, you know, last time, like Rangarajan Prabhu was saying, that 6,000 days or something like that, you know, it will take to complete this Srimad Bhagavatam if you go by this speed. Like, you know, today, indeed, we cannot do justice in 1 hour for taking 3 hours also. Prabhupada's purport is so elaborate. But, you know, we cannot even read Srimad Bhagavatam fully. But Prabhupada actually wrote it. And what he was doing, he was establishing ISKCON. He was writing his purport. He was establishing so many temples. He was fighting with Mayavadis. He was fighting with scientists. He was developing the congregation, making the devotees, converting hippies into Vaishnavas. So many things actually he did. So it's actually a miracle. You know, that is the only thing. Like, you know, just one small incident where there was a magician actually who met Prabhupada, and he was showing some of his tricks. And he was you know, taking maybe the coin from one side and taking it out and all these things, and he was doing some tricks, and Prabhupada was enjoying. So some disciples were confused that, you know, how come Prabhupada is enjoying all these mundane tricks? But after he was through, you know, Prabhupada asked him, "That's all?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Can you, you know, make disappear birth, old age, disease and death?" He said, "No, Swamiji, I cannot." Prabhupada said, "I can." You know, that is Prabhupada's miracle, that is Prabhupada's magic, which worked actually. That those people who were not knowing anything, you know, they became super Vaishnavas actually. And now, you know, we are surrendering to them. And so, you know, we have to understand that. And also one more important thing, that this Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, in introduction, Prabhupada wrote a life sketch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why, you know? Why? He wrote big, very elaborate life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the reason? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is person Bhagavat himself. He exemplified whatever is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada wanted to show, you know, and unless and until we can understand the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy and compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also the Acharyas, particularly Srila Prabhupada, we cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So first we have to understand Prabhupada. If we can understand Prabhupada, we can understand Bhagavatam. Otherwise we cannot understand. You know, that is, you know, just the simple thing, because this purport, you know, quoting so many references from so many places Prabhupada has written. And my God, sometimes, you know, you will not understand the verse unless and until you go through the purport. And even going after the purport also, if, you know, we have not developed sufficient humility in our heart, we will not understand. So it is very important that this Krishna consciousness is an internal process, nothing external. We cannot.
In fact, the first three cantos, they were written in Vrindavan.
Yes.
They were not in the states. People might think that Prabhupada was in the state with all the disciples. No. The situation when he wrote these three cantos in the Vrindavan, in Damodar, Radha Damodar Mandir, he was writing the whole night, making the Pandulipi, the ISKCON, going himself on by train to Delhi, to the press, doing all the proofreading, everything single-handedly. There was absolutely no support. No money, no support. Just imagine how hard work he has done for us.
Indeed, you know, it's that if, you know, really we want to progress in our life and spirituality, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very high subject matter for us. First of all, we should read Prabhupada Lilamrita if we have not read it before. You know, it's unless until we read Lilamrita, we cannot understand Bhagavatam. That is for sure. That is guaranteed. That is, and this is not, I am not speaking from my, you know, own concoction. It's a fact actually. Unless and until we can understand the life of Srila Prabhupada, life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot understand Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. Very, very difficult. So it's very important. And also Prabhupada writes actually in Nectar of Instruction that this movement was started single-handedly. And unless until one is supremely bestowed by Sri Krishna himself, one cannot do this. So, you know, Prabhupada is obviously, you know, he is the commander-in-chief of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Prithvite Ache Jatan Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoiva Moruna. So every town and village, so sitting here in Abu Dhabi, we are discussing this subject matter. This is mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Because if Srila Prabhupada would not have been there, we would not have known actually. So it's very important that we understand the position of Srila Prabhupada. And you know, try to understand what Prabhupada wanted from us. He has given so much of teachings in his you know, purpose. Anyway, so we welcome again all the devotees, and particularly I would like to welcome Nilesh Prabhu, who has joined us today first time for Mangal Arati. So Nilesh Prabhu is from Bombay and he has come and joined a company called ABB. He is working here, so we welcome him. With the traditional style of chanting three times Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Also do your blessings also required. Anyway, so we are reading from third canto, fourth chapter, and we see that, you know, how the descendant of Vrishni, Bhoja and Andaka, it is written in the previous chapter, that who were the incarnation of the demigods, actually they were the associates of Krishna. And they went to Prabhas, and then they performed so many, you know, royal charity, gave cows to the Brahmanas and all this thing. And then actually with the permission, they drank some liquor made of rice. You know, the episode starts from there. And by drinking this liquor, you know, their minds became agitated and unbalanced. You know, therefore Prabhupada said no intoxication of any sort. That was a different era. It was permissible also, and that was the plan of the Lord. And you know, as we saw that Sukadeva Goswami is saying that was an external actually, but it was Lord's desire to disappear from this material planet, so he does it disappeared. So they drank the wine, liquor, and then, you know, the destruction took place. They started fighting with each other. And Lord Krishna, then he went to the bank of river Saraswati and sat down underneath a tree. We have read in previous verses. And Uddhava actually approached there. Lord Krishna had told Uddhava to go to Badrik Ashrama, but he said that how can I, you know, not go behind my patron. And he went actually and saw that Krishna was sitting quietly, you know, underneath a tree, and as if he was taking the shelter of a tree. And he says that he who is the shelter of the three worlds, you know, all the 14 planetary system or whatever is there in this, Krishna says that everything emanates from me. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanata. He said everything emanates from me. So he said that Krishna, who is the shelter of everything, you know, appeared to take shelter of the tree. And then when Uddhava was sitting with the Lord, one great rishi, Maitreya, he actually reached there by his own accord. And then Lord imparted instruction to Uddhava, and Maitreya also happened to hear the same. And the Lord spoke to Uddhava as follows. He said, "Oh, best of Vasus, you know, you desired actually my association that time, and therefore you have been bestowed with this supreme mercy that you are having my association now." And then Uddhava, he experienced great ecstasy, and then he spoke to the Lord, and he was, you know, trembling actually with love. And he said that as far as I am concerned, I have preferred only to engage in the loving devotional service of your lotus feet. You know, this is very important, that ultimately what we have to do is engage in the loving devotional service of the Lord, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted, which is a very, very high stage, but actually an effort, you know, that is our ultimate goal and desire. And he further said that you took birth although you are unborn. He said that all, and he said that, you know, all this activity which you are doing is very, very bewildering to me. And he said that sometimes you showed that you were bewildered. Seeing this, I am getting bewildered. And then Lord instructed Uddhava about the transcendental knowledge which he had given to the Brahma. And then Uddhava came to, you know, this place from where he is proceeding to Badrik Ashram, where he actually meets Vidura. And you know, this all discussion which is happening at that place. And that Vidura inquires from him further. And then when he, you know, he is asked by Vidura, he says that Maitreya is actually here, he is nearby, and he heard also from directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So you please go and hear from Maitreya. So this is a very, very important you know, episode, or the point which needs to be understood, is that Uddhava, he was the constant companion of the Lord. He was as good as Lord. He had acquired the same feature and color of the Lord. By any means, you know, he was supremely knowledgeable, supremely powerful, and, you know, he was supremely qualified actually to impart knowledge to Vidura. Indeed, Lord Krishna himself sent him to the Brajavasis to give, you know, the message of himself. But Uddhava said that Vidura was actually a very, very elderly person, which Prabhupada writes in the Purport. And he says that I and Maitreya Rishi both heard, you know, simultaneously from the Lord. But since Maitreya is present here nearby, I would request you to please go to Maitreya Muni and inquire from him. And Prabhupada writes very, very beautiful purport in this. And he says that although one may be well versed in the transcendental science, one should be careful about offense of maryada vyatikrama or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. Now this point, as a sadhaka bhaktas, we have to understand very, very carefully. That sometimes what happens that when we come to the devotional service or Krishna consciousness, you know, we are very, very enthusiastic, and obviously, you know, Krishna gives some test for it, and you know, we desire that test. But slowly, 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 as we progress, you know, we become complacent, we become lax in our enthusiasm. But what happens that because we have heard this message, we have read Srila Prabhupada's book. Indeed, you know, whoever reads Srila Prabhupada's books can preach, and can preach very nicely, no doubt about it. Who is a serious reader of Srila Prabhupada's book? So when we read something, we acquire knowledge, we hear something, and sometimes because there are urges to speak, you know, like Srila Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrita, Vacho Vegam, Mansha Krodha Vegam, Jivha Vegam. So that, you know, the speech of our is very, very powerful. So immediately we start speaking. But we have to understand that when a superior personality is present before us, or our Guru Maharaj, or very, very senior, unless and until it's a service or have been told to speak, we should not unnecessarily speak and show our intelligence, you know, in public. That is very, very important to understand. But what happens, because the training is not there, we are not, you know, sufficiently, you know, given the stress, and sometimes what happens, the devotees are very, very humble. So sometimes, you know, the senior devotees will also not tell you out of humility that, you know, why you are doing. But we have to understand that we should not unnecessarily, you know, start speaking, because it is not the speech actually which brings one to the Krishna consciousness. Or, you know, we said that we have preached. It's actually, you know, just our behavior which preaches more than our speech. And it is said that, you know, your accent speaks so loud that I cannot hear what you are speaking. So actually, the action is more important than speech. So our behavior is what actually very, very important. And we can understand from this episode of, you know, Uddhava telling Vidura to approach Maitreya Muni. And Prabhupada writes this as maryada vyatikrama, that, you know, maryada should not be crossed. Like, you know, the perfect example is Lord Sri Ramchandra. You know, his maryada purushottam bhagavan. So he actually maintained everything in his maryada. He never crossed. He never crossed, like when, you know, the bow was broken of Shiv Dhanush, when Parshuramji came, Lakshman started arguing, but Ram did not. And he was indeed pacifying Lord Parshuram also. So, you know, Ram has given a very, very nice instruction to us. So we have to understand, actually, you know, why I am speaking on this topic is, it's very important to understand, because you know, sometimes when there are elderly devotees or senior devotees are there, we have to respect age, we have to respect you know, their caliber, everything actually, you know. Sometimes, and also sometimes it happens that a small person is also very knowledgeable. So when he is, you know, allowed to speak or he is told to speak, he can speak. Like, for example, Shukdev Goswami Maharaj was just a 14-year boy, and he was speaking to even Narad Muni and Vyasadeva, you know, who actually they himself wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, this point is very, very important, and it comes from, you know, we have to understand the art and science of Vaishnava etiquette. That, you know, there are some etiquette which needs to be followed in devotional service. You know, our process is not spontaneous. We are not like sahajiyas. We'll discuss about sahajiyas in this verse, that, you know, there are rules and regulations, and rules our acharyas, they have given so much of rules and regulations to be followed. So we have to properly understand what is it, and then we can, like, for example, Srila Rupa Goswami has written so much in Nectar of Devotion. Srila Sanatana Goswami has written so many, you know, scriptures. Today, indeed, that is very, very auspicious day. It's the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. who is our Sambandha Acharya. Maybe if time permits, we can speak something about him. But you know, this point is very important. So we come here, and then Sukhdev Goswami then says that, O King, after thus discussing with Vidura the transcendental name, fame, qualities, etc., on the banks of Yamuna, Uddhava was overwhelmed with great affliction, and he passed the night as if it were a moment, and thereafter he went away. Then the king inquired at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the Three Worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty, who were the best of the great commanders, and why did Uddhava remain alone? So this answer will come in Prabhupada's purport. He is asking why Uddhava remain alone. And Srila Sukhdev Goswami replies that, O my dear king, the cursing of the Brahmanas was only a plea, but the actual fact was the supreme desire of the Lord. He wanted to disappear from the face of the earth after dispatching his excessively numerous family members. He thought to himself as follows, and whatever you know, the Krishna is thinking and speaking will come in the next verses. But in this last verse, it is said that it is the supreme desire of the Lord. And we have heard time and again so many times that actually nothing happens, you know, without the sanction of the Lord. But that fact we have to understand, not just, you know, theoretically know, that nothing happens. Whatever, you know, the drinking of the liquor by the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty, they are killing each other, everything whatever happened, happened by the will of the Lord. That is very, very important to understand. So anyway, we come to this this part from where you know, we can go further. But before we, you know, try to make an attempt to speak on this, we request to, you know, just recite this verse number 27. Then we can
take bring some the lyric for this verse.
Okay, please. I
Sri Sukhavacha, Sri
Sukhavacha,
Tisa Vidurena Vishwamurte,
Tisa Vidurena Vishwamurte,
Kathaya Sudhaya Pariva, प्लावितोरुतापः क्षणमिव कुलीने यमसः सुस्तान्. समुषितोपगवेर्विनिशां ततो गात्.
Samushita
Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Iti Saha Vidurena Vishwamurte.
Iti Saha Vidurena Vishwamurte.
Guna Kataya Sudaya Plavito Rutapa.
Guna Kataya Sudaya Plavito Rutapa.
Chanam Iva Kuline Yasam Sustena.
Chanam Iva Kuline Yasam Sustena.
Actually, the second last purport of the 29th verse, Prabhupada says that in the fifth canto it will be seen how the Lord is worshipped in different planets in different forms, even now, and how he is worshipped in different temples in this earth also. Like Srila Prabhupada, he has established hundreds of temples around the world, and he has given a chance actually for us to come together, assemble and discuss about this transcendental subject matter. And I heard Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was speaking in one class. He said that Srila Prabhupada institutionalized bhakti. He said that this were actually scattered and we only had on a small matha and all this thing, but it was Prabhupada's desire to establish big temples so that we can assemble. And obviously devotees would know that how in Canada, in America and everything, we have this setup where devotees meet together and they discuss the subject matter. And Prabhupada has given this program of discussing Srimad Bhagavatam every day in each and every temple of the ISKCON. So it's very, very important. One time actually one person, he came with his family and he was just accusing Prabhupada. Basically, this mentality is there with us that on a white wall, if there is a small dark dot, we'll see first that only. And people, they just criticize. One time one Indian, he asked Prabhupada that why you are printing BTG in English language only? Why don't you print in Hindi? Prabhupada said, why don't you print in Hindi? He said that you Indian people, you will speak big things and then go and do expense out in your daughter's marriage. You are not helping me. He said that I never got any help when I was in India. He was doing single-handedly all the things in Jhansi and Delhi, and in hot sun he was going to every places actually trying to distribute back to Godhead, and nobody was taking it. Prabhupada said, I tried and failed in India. Then Prabhupada actually went to US, and then this happened. So anyway, this person, he was telling Prabhupada that why you are establishing big temples? There are so many temples which are in dilapidated condition in India. First try to correct them, first renovate them. And Prabhupada said that who is this lady which is with you? He said, she is my wife. He said, why do you need your wife? He said that I need my wife for children. So he said that there are so many children wandering on the street. Why don't you adopt the children? Why you want your children? He said, no, Swamiji, I want my own children. Prabhupada said, I also want my own temple. where I can impart this knowledge, where people can come and study together and understand the science of self-realization. Otherwise, we are just speaking like anything. And Prabhupada actually did something which is unique, which no other Acharya has done. Like for example, Prabhupada established temple in London and named Sri Sri Radha Londoneshwar. He established in Paris, told Sri Sri Radha Parisheshwar. Now, these are not Sanskrit names, Londoneshwar and Parisheshwar. And if you go through Vishnu Sahasranam, this name will not come in that. It's not, traditionally one can argue that this is not the proper name which is given to the deities, but Prabhupada gave that name. And I was hearing in one class of Shikshashtakam Prabhu where he is mentioning that when he went to the London temple, he came across with one devotee, who with a very, very peculiar style he became a devotee. So Shikshashtakam Prabhu was telling him that, how you became devotee. He said that, sometimes this American and European people, sometimes they have crack actually. So he said that I was very much, longing to see Prince Charles and Princess Diana. There was so much of hype for Diana when she died, or before that actually, every day in the news, something or other will come. So that is what Prabhupada said, that if you don't worship God, you will worship this kind of people actually. And then if they are also not in your reach, then you will worship dog. That is dogmatic mentality, Prabhupada was saying. So he was very much attracted, and he wanted to see the Prince of London and the Princess of London. So one time one devotee was distributing books, and he happened to preach him, and then he said, he spoke something about, he said that I want to see the Prince of London. And then he said, oh, Prince of London, come with me, I'll show you. So he actually took him to the temple, Radha Landaneshwar, and he showed him, he is the Prince of London and she is the Princess of London. He said, what, this is the Prince? He said, yes, he is Radha Landaneshwar. You know, and then gradually he told that not only London, he is actually king of the whole universe. So seeing this, actually seeing the beautiful form of the Radha Landaneshwar, this devotee got attracted, captivated. Lord Krishna actually attracted him, and he became a devotee. So this is Prabhupada's mercy. Nobody else has actually done like this. Prabhupada has given, and you know, he preached time, place and circumstances. So many places, so many times. Sometimes, you know, he would argue very humbly. Sometimes he will be very, very bold. He'll tell so many things, and here also, you know, he is writing poor fund of knowledge, and this kind of people who are just giving wrong commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, with one hand he was establishing his con, with one hand he was fighting with Mayavadi. And this is Prabhupada. This is what Prabhupada has done for us. And we should know all these things. Otherwise, we cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. That is, at least, you know, personally, I feel like that. It's very, very important. Anyway, so in the purport of verse 27, Prabhupada writes that the word used for Krishna is Vishwamurti. And he said that when Uddhava and Vidura, they were discussing about the name, fame, pastimes of the Lord, the more the picture of the Lord became visible to them everywhere, you know, as they were discussing. And such visualization of the transcendental form of the Lord is neither false nor imaginary, but is factual absolute truth. When the Lord is perceived as Vishwamurti, it is not that he loses his personality or transcendental form, but he becomes visible in the same form everywhere. See, actually our problem is that Vaishnavas are in minority. If you see, if you look at the whole world and India, the Mayavadis are in abundance. You know, anywhere you will find Mayavadis, but Vaishnavas are very, very scared. You know, very, very, we are actually in a minority community. Nobody, you know, because this Mayavad has been preached so far and wide that everyone actually, so therefore if you see that Prabhupada in his purports, in his lectures, is just speaking against Mayavadis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Mayavad bhashya sunle, rele sarvanas. But you know, this is so dangerous, and Prabhupada again and again actually pointing, you know, his finger there only on Mayavadis, because this Mayavad philosophy is very, very dangerous, very, very powerful. Because this actually takes away our bhakti. Here we are seeing that when Vidura and Uddhava, they are discussing, they are seeing the form of the Lord. And you know, this is the true devotees. But sometimes what happens that there are so many sahajiyas or people, you know, who are with cheap mentality. They say that, you know, yesterday I saw Krishna in my dream, I saw Radharani in my dream, and all this thing. But this high devotees, you know, all our acharyas, they are not like that. So they, actually it is said that all these Goswamis, they were longing for Krishna, they were craving for Krishna, and they were saying that, Hey Radhe, Vraj Devi ke, Hey Lalite, Hey Nand Suno Kutah, where are you? Oh Krishna, where are you? Why I am not able to hear or see you? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually came and taught us Vipralamba Bhav, and he cried out actually, and he taught us meeting in separation. He said that because so many people, you know, who will be Sahajya type, they will come and claim, you know, that we have seen Krishna, or somebody will claim and say that I am Krishna and all this thing. To remove all this confusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the best thing is actually to long for in separation. And we see that in Lord Krishna's pastime, only I think 9 years he was in Vrindavan. Then, you know, later part he stayed in Mathura, and then majority of time in Dwarka. But it is said that the pastimes which he performed in Vrindavan are the most sweetest, and it is the more nectarian actually. And all these Vrajvasis, they were always longing for Krishna, they were always in separation. Every time, where is Krishna? Not saying that I have seen Krishna or all that. So Prabhupada said that this Vishwamurti, or you know, perceiving Krishna everywhere, and Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, so many places that where you can perceive Krishna, he said, I am the taste of the water, and so many things he says that I am this in that, I am this in that, and everything. We can see Krishna everywhere, but we should actually develop the art or the vision of seeing invisible. Otherwise it's not possible, because some people can make false claim. But Prabhupada also wrote in the further quarter that, you know, those whose eyes are anointed with love, premanjana shrita bhakti vilochalena, santa sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti, yam shyam sundaram achintya guna swarupam, govinda madhi purusham tamahanga. He said that that shyam sundar Krishna, they always see, you know, in their heart actually. So ultimately, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is Simha Guru, Guru of Srila Prabhupada, he warned us and he said that don't try to see Krishna as sadhakas. He said that don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve him in such a way that he wants to see you. Now that is his message very, very clearly. And he said that if you want to see Krishna, see through ears, not through eyes. Because our senses are imperfect, we cannot understand. And this Shastra, Shabda Praman, they gives the proper understanding. So anyway, you know, our acharyas, they also saw Krishna many times, but they never claimed actually that I saw. Indeed, you know, if somebody would tell them, they will feel embarrassed actually. Like today's disappearance of Sanatana Goswami, we have many occasions where Sanatana Goswami face to face interacted with Krishna. And this is few hundred years back, you know, not very, very old. They had vision of Krishna. It is said at one time when Sanatana Goswami was walking on the bank of Yamuna, one small boy actually came and he held his hand and said, "Baba, Baba, Baba, I want to come with you." So Sanatana Goswami said, "Who are you and why you want to come with me?" He said, no, I want and come and I want to stay with you." He said, "But then what will you eat?" He said, "Whatever you eat, I will eat." He said, "I just eat dry chapati, you know, which I get from doing madhukari, means begging." He said, "I will eat that." So Sanatana Goswami said, no, you are a young boy, please, I don't want you. You please proceed." And then he proceeded further for his madhukari. And then in the dream, he saw that boy again. And he told Sanatana Goswami, "Baba, I am coming to you tomorrow." And he disappeared from the vision. And Sanatana Goswami, he was, you know, shocked, and he got up and he was thrilled. He said that such a beautiful, you know, charming form I have never seen in my life. And he said that same boy actually came to my dream. And then when he got up early in the morning, he opened his hut. He was staying in a small hut. So as soon as he opened the hut, he saw the form of Madan Gopal deities right in front of the hut. And that effulgence was so much that he got stunned actually just looking at it. And he said, "My God, what is this?" So you know, this Madan Gopal, he told that, "Baba, I am coming to you tomorrow." So he came actually. So he took the deities and then he informed his brother Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami became so ecstatic and so happy that he got, you know, the deities of Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan. And then, you know, they did elaborate Abhishek, and then Rupa Goswami informed, sent that message news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, like that, Sanatana Goswami met Krishna. Also at other times, one time Sanatana Goswami was fasting, and you know, many, many days he had not eaten anything. So one coward boy, he came with a milk and gave to Sanatana Goswami. And he said that, "Why you are giving this milk?" He said, "Baba, you are fasting for so long, please have this milk." He said, "How do you know I am fasting?" He said, "No, I play around here every day and I am absorbing you for so many days. Please, you know, have this." And as soon as he drank that milk, it was nothing less than nectar. It was actually nectar. And he could understand that this was Krishna who came to him to give. So this time, anyway, the point is that they saw also Krishna, but they never claimed. But what they are claiming, "Hey Radhe, Braj Devi ke chalalite, he nand sunako," that where are you, Krishna? So they just want to, you know, long for Krishna, call for Krishna, and that actually also, you know, gives humility to us. And otherwise, you know, if we think that we have seen Krishna and all, we become proud. And when we become proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like that pride. Like, you know, in episode of Keshav Kashmiri, when he came as a Digvijay Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he is too proud actually, and he crushed his proud, and you know, he crushed his proud into powder, totally smashed him. And he was then, he actually composed 100 verses on the spot glorifying Mother Ganges, and Lord Chaitanya heard once, and then Lord Chaitanya told that, "Please tell me what are the good points and bad points." And he was shocked. He said that, how can there be bad points? It is glorification of Ganga, it has emerged from my mouth, Mother Saraswati is always standing on my tongue. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted one verse particularly and told that there are so many, you know, defects in this. And then Digvijay Pandit Keshav Kashmiri understood. He said that, "I just spoke once." He heard once, he could remember, and he could point out defect also. Then Mother Saraswati came in his dream and told that actually He is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Please go and surrender to him. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to smash the pride. And any devotee who become proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will smash that proud. So this is very important. Then, you know, we have to understand that Lord Krishna is not so easily and cheaply available to us, or we can see him. He said that Naham Prakasas Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata. Also, the philosophy is not so important, but you know, sometimes it is important to drive a point that whatever Krishna says is truth. And unless and until we develop that sufficient humility and you know, tolerance, we cannot have the vision of Krishna. Anyway, in the next verse, Prabhupada writes in Purport about one thing. He said that Nidhanam. He said that Ni means the highest and Dhanam means opulence. And because the abode of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental opulence, his abode can therefore be called Nidhanam. So, you know, where the Lord stays, his abode, his world is Sachidananda. It's transcendental, beyond the material realm. And Lord actually comes here and tells us about his abode. And he's inviting there with open arms that please come. Na tad bhashate suryo, na shashanko na pavaka, yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramamama. But what we do, you know, we try to create our own world. He said when we were born, the world was there. We are here, still the world is there. After we will be die, you know, still the world will be there. But we make our own world. And why? Bhagavad Gita gives actually answer to it. It says that to lord it over to material nature. You know, that is the first mistake which we make, that we try to become proprietor. Now Krishna is Bhokta. Bhoktaram yagya tapsam sarva loka maheshwaram. He is sarva loka maheshwar. But we want to become Bhokta. We want to become Maheshwar. We want to acquire that, no, this is mine, this is mine. And Prabhupada actually writes in the preface of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he said that as long as we do not give up this propensity of lording over tower to material nature, there is no possibility of returning the kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when we are attached to this material world, how can we go there? You know, two things cannot happen simultaneously. You know, either Krishna or Maya, there is no in between. Prabhupada wrote in Back to Godhead, Krishna Surisam Maya Hai Andakar Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhika. So wherever there is Krishna, there is no Maya. Where there is Maya, there is no Krishna. So if we choose to remain in Maya, we cannot go to Krishna. If we choose to remain Krishna, Maya cannot touch. You know, I was hearing in one class of Maharaj where he says that Maya cannot touch a devotee who is surrendered to Krishna. It cannot actually. Maya. But what happens, Maya is also very smart because she has to also act and do the service. It is said that more than we as a servant of Krishna, Maya is the better servant. You know, therefore, you know, we are fooled. So Maya only tells, please give me 1 second. You know, 24 hours you are engaged in Krishna's service, you are doing Mangalarti, you are getting up early in the morning, cooking prasadam, then preaching, then doing your devotional service, chanting 16 rounds, so many effort you are doing, then preaching, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all these things. Just give me 1 second. You know, you are a Vaishnava, you are supposed to be merciful. Please be merciful on me also. Please give me 1 second. And we also think, okay, what is the problem? 1 second, okay. You know, I am Mahavadanyaya. Let me give 1 second to Maya. That 1 second finished.
No.
Maya will take another second. And in this way, you know, some devotee was saying that we are fallen before we know. You know, Maya captures in such a way that you never know actually that you are already been captured. So it's very, very, you know, tricky. Sometimes we feel lax. Unless and until we, you know, it's not that we have to be rigid. But if we are not focused, I think Gauranga Prabhu was telling once, that actually Brahmacharya life is like walking on the, you know, edge of sword, and from two sides the bullets are coming. If you are little this gone, you have to walk just like this only. So in our devotional service also, there has to be a resolute path. And Prabhupada got, you know, so much of inspired by the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, where you know, Lord says that Vyavsayikatma ka buddhi ekehe kurunanda. He said that those who are on this path of devotional service, they have resolute determination. You know, their aim is one. You know, otherwise, if we have so many branches, Bhogeshwari Prasaktanam Taya Prahasa Chetnam, Vyavsayi Katmika Buddhi Samadhana Vidhiyate. Lord Krishna says, who has many branches, you know, they cannot attend even material world nor our spiritual world. So there is no in between. We have to be resolute. We have to be, and how can we resolute? Like this, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by coming in the association of devotees. Otherwise, you know, sometimes because nobody knows, you know, what we do alone. Sometimes, you know, my counselor was telling me the test of the time is when you are alone. You know, when we are alone, what we do is very, very important. Otherwise, and we think that nobody is seeing us, nobody is watching us, but Surya Dev is watching us. Whatever is happening outside, Surya is Sakshi. Whatever is happening inside, Vayu is Sakshi. Paramatma is Sakshi. They know everything actually. So we cannot fool anybody. And Prabhupada writes that the problem is that, you know, if we don't leave up this desire to lord it over to material nature, then nothing can be happened. He said that we have this desire to lord it over to material nature, mind get convinced, and because of the mind there is so much of havoc created. And only, you know, it's actually mind which acts, and a game which mind plays on us. Arjuna also said, he said that, Krishna, you are telling about so many things, you are also telling me to control mind. But he said, what did he say? Chanchalam hi mana krishna tamathi balvat dridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayuriva sudushkiram. He said, oh Krishna, this mind is so, you know, chanchala. He said, it's so flickering in nature that it's easy for me to, you know, command wind. Who can control wind? He said that, but I cannot control mind. So that was the Arjuna situation also. Like, you know, he was put in that situation by the will of the Lord. And then Krishna gave answer. He said that, he didn't say, he said that, ab samsayam hi mahabaho mano nurdigrta chalam abhyase nitu kaunteya vairagen vidyate. He said that by constant practice and detachment, you know, when we have desire to lord it over to material nature, we cannot be detached. And when we are detached, that desire will not come. So constantly there is a fight actually. You know, mind wants to lord it over with intelligence, we want to get detached from it. So it's, you know, dwand. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, and there is a dwand actually, there is a duality in this material world. But we should actually get attracted to something which is permanent and not which is something temporary. You know, our attraction should be to permanent and not to temporary. If, you know, it's easily said but difficult to follow. But, you know, if we are in constant association again and again, you know, that point is very, very important. If we are in association of the devotees of Srila Prabhupada by reading his books, purport, Bhagavad Gita, then only, you know, this can come. Otherwise it's very, very difficult actually. And Prabhupada also says the first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. See, if you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, many a places Prabhupada is writing about this, to lord it over material nature, lord it over material nature, lord it over material nature. So many times he will write. And Prabhupada is stressing the importance of scrutinizingly reading the commentaries of Vaishnava Acharya in the disciplic succession. Like, for example, if you read the purport we just read, 28 and 29, Prabhupada is quoting so many things. And Vishwanath, Chakravarti Thakur, Jeev Goswami, Satsandarbha, and all these things Prabhupada is quoting. Because if we don't read properly, we will not understand you know, the Lord and His transcendental nature. Because sometimes some people, they think that you know, when the Lord comes here, He comes as a person, then He is died, you know, he is gone. And some devotee, they say that Krishna is just a historical personality, he is not the God, nothing. Some people will, you know, like Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan also, he said that you have to surrender to something within Krishna, not Krishna. When Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja, that, you know, please surrender to me, or manmana bhavmat bhakto, he said that you don't have to worship Krishna or surrender to Krishna, but something within Krishna. So all this, you know, word jugglery and confusion is there. And so many versions of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and all this is available. So Prabhupada is warning us. He said that unless and until you read the commentary of the Vaishnava Acharyas in bona fide disciplic succession, there is no chance of understanding Krishna or understanding Bhagavad Gita. One time Prabhupada was invited, I don't know, somewhere in India, in UP. And there was this Gita committee or Gita Samiti, whatever was there. And they had lecture. They told Prabhupada to come, but there was no single picture of Krishna. Prabhupada was shocked. Gorakhpur. Prabhupada was shocked. Prabhupada said, what is this? You are speaking about Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita. But you are eliminating Krishna totally. How can you understand Bhagavad Gita? This is foolishness. He said, you are insane actually. You know, if the Krishna is removed from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita has no value. Because every place, each and every place, wherever Krishna is speaking, you know, Vyasadeva is saying, Shri Bhagavan Uvach. And Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Matta saram pravartate, this, that, mine, I am the taste of water. If you remove Krishna, then everything becomes void. Everything becomes zero. So Prabhupada is actually warning us. And he said that sometimes, you know, the slokas can be, you know, presented you know, in some way, like for example, when it is said that Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, he said that please abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me, please come to me. But some people, they say like this, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam, if you put kana, the meaning is that whatever I have given all this religious principle, please relinquish it. You know, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam, whatever I have given, forget it. And what do? Ekam Vraja, you know, go to Vraj and do all nonsense what you want to do. So this, and this is fact. There are commentaries available where this kind of things is given. So Prabhupada is warning us that, you know, don't fall prey of this word jugglery. The Mayavadis are doing so many of word jugglery, but you know, we have to go by Vaishnava's commentary. And also in this purport, Prabhupada writes that the word Upagateshu is also significant, that all the members of the Vrishniyan Bhoja directly reached the abode of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the abode of the Lord directly, but the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction for the opulence of any planets of the material world. Sometimes due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction for the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth, and thus the desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bhoja are directly dispatched because they had no attraction for material planet. And this is a very important part of the purport, where Prabhupada is saying that those associates of the Lord, they have only one purpose, to serve the Lord. So when the Lord comes on this material planet, they also come along with Lord. When the Lord goes back, they also go back with the Lord. They don't have any other thing to do. And whatever drama they are just doing to assist the Lord and please the Lord. And Prabhupada is writing that there are some devotees who are very, very inquisitive. Now, being inquisitiveness is good, but too much of inquisitiveness or dry speculate knowledge leads nowhere actually. They said that some devotees, like for example, if you are going from here to suppose Salam Road, and we have to directly go to Salam Road, the one way is we take Cornish Road, directly go to Salam Road. But if Cornish, they have made this new beach, so we say, okay, let me go and see the beach. Then there are so many things in between. So Prabhupada is saying that some devotees also have this mentality, that they know everything theoretically, but they are not sufficiently convinced about the abode of the Lord. So they also desire to go in between, because there are so many material pleasures are available in this. So they go and they see, okay, there is something good here. So let me go and enjoy here. So they stay for some time. Then Bhagavad Gita says, Shine Punya Martya Lokam Vishanti. Okay, when your punyas are over, because you can stay at a planet, higher planet, only till the time we have accumulated pious credit. When the pious credit is over, everything comes down. Balloon is up till the gas is there in the balloon. As soon as the gas is over, balloon comes down. So it's like that. It's very, very simple fact. And Krishna, whatever it has said, is fact in Bhagavad Gita. It's truth. And whatever other scriptures may be saying, in an elaborate way, only half line. Like the scriptures say that, from all this are actually the places of suffering and miseries. Bhagavad Gita, only half line. A Brahma Bhunar Loka Punravartin Arjuna. So like that also it's a Chine Punya Marti Lokam Vishanti. Your pious credit is over, you come down. So we should have determinate, absolute desire to go back to Godhead in this lifetime only. This is the only lifetime available. If we are lax, if we are doing trying to enjoy, trying to go and see the mall, while we are going to Golok, then we will not reach. So that is the point Prabhupada is wanting to make. And we can give maybe one or two examples where the resolute determination is very, very important. And seeing this, we can take inspiration. Like we can quote the example of Hanumanji. When Hanumanji, he jumped to go to Lanka, when as he was proceeding, the first obstacle which came in his path was the Mainak mountain. The Mainak mountain came and told, "Oh Hanuman, you are flying with so full force, you must be tired. Please come sit here, rest for something. Your father was actually my friend and he saved me from the onslaught of Indra, Vajra. So please, I am like your friend, please come sit here, rest it here." And then, it was a golden mountain, every pleasure was available. And Hanumanji could have rested there for some time, and he thought, okay, I am so much of tired, why I am going so much? Sometimes we also feel, why attend Mangalarti, why attend evening class, why read Bhagavatam, why read all these things, so many things we have done, no, little rest, little picture also I have to see, no problem, you know, some television I will see, something will see. So anyway, that is also there. So that is one path which will lead us through, you know, it's a long path. So it may be punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathre sahanam. That, you know, every time we will get birth, old age, disease and death, birth, old age, disease and death. We will go slowly, 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 and after many, many years, we might reach there. But Krishna also gives shortcut path. Please go. So Hanumanji, he said, no, I am going in the service of the Lord, and I have to find Sita Mata, so I don't have time to rest. But he said, but because you have requested me, so what did he do? He just touched the mountain with his hand. That was as good as he took rest, and then he proceeded further. The second example, when Shukdev Goswami Maharaj was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, there were thousands of rishis sitting there, and they were also hearing in rapt attention. Srila Parikshit Maharaj had not eaten anything for 7 days. He has not drunk a single drop of water with a constant focus. And also, when you know, sometimes Shukdev Goswami Maharaj was testing Parikshit Maharaj, like, we'll not go, we don't have much time, but I have told this before also, that he told that Aghasur was killed and Brajavasis came to know after 1 year, and Shukdev Goswami Maharaj proceeded further to know that whether, you know, Parikshit is giving attention. Sometimes what happens when class is going on, we sleep or we are in our own world only. But when he told like this and went ahead, Parikshit Maharaj immediately stopped Shukdev Goswami. He said that, Thero, ruko, what you have told? You know, after 1 year they came to know. Why after 1 year? What happened in between 1 year? And then the whole episode of Brahma Vimohan Leela came. Otherwise, if Parikshit Maharaj would not have asked question, the Brahma Vimohan Leela would be out from Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, so he was so attentive actually to hear this. So not only Parikshit Maharaj, all the sages were hearing with that rapt attention. Nobody thought, anyway, ultimately Takshak is going to come and bite Parikshit Maharaj. He'll kill Parikshit Maharaj. What we have to do? You know, 7 days we have not eaten anything, not drank anything. Let me have some water. You know, something I should have. Let me go and take some rest on tree and come back again. Anyway, for 7 days the discourse is there, na? Parikshit is going to die only after 7 days. So at that time I will come. For 6 days let me enjoy. Nobody thought like that. Everybody was sitting and hearing with rapt attention. So this is what is required. A resolute determination. Otherwise, if we don't have resolute determination, it's very, very difficult. We cannot understand, you know, Krishna. So anyway, there is so much actually, you know, to speak, because the purports are very, very long and there is so much of things, but the time is already going up. So we'll not, you know, speak, but the last point which Prabhupada wanted to make is that when Lord left his form, you know, he left his sputim, he says that he left his gigantic universal form, not the primeval eternal form, because that form of Lord Krishna is always there. You know, Shyam Sundar Krishna is always there, and when Krishna comes, all the form, they amalgamate with him. Krishna goes, it's disintegrated, and they are in the spiritual world enjoying everything. So this is what you know, we could understand, that this is the mission of the Lord. And whatever happened actually, this disaster or this destruction which took place happened only by the will of the Lord, because Krishna desired it to happen. And after this actually Krishna is thinking, and he is going to speak something to Uddhava, which we'll see and follow in the next incoming lecture. So we will stop here. But today, just permit me maybe 5-10 minutes more, because that is the reason why, you know, and I am ending the class here. We just you know, would like to speak something about Srila Sanatan Goswami. Today is very, very auspicious and important day for all of us, being Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That Sanatan Goswami is one of the most confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also from directly from the Krishna Leela, who has come in the Gaur Leela to associate and support Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandh Acharya. You know, like, there are three things. One is Sambandh, Abhidhoy and Prayajan. So first of all, when a jiva comes in contact with Krishna, he established a relationship, he establishes a Sambandh. Then there is a Abhidhoy, and there is a detail of devotional service. And then there is a Prayajan, you know, the ultimate love of Godhead which you achieve. So we have three deities which are very, very important, which are Sambandh, Abhidhoy, Prayajan. Similarly, we have three Acharyas, Sambandh, Abhidhaya and Prayajan. So our Sambandh deities is Sri Radha Madan Mohan, which is in Vrindavan. Right now they are in Karoli, in Jaipur. The original deity has been transferred there. So anyone, you know, who visits maybe Delhi or Jaipur, sometimes they can visit the Karoli. Then we have our Abhidaya deity as Radha Govinda Dev, which is also there in the Jaipur, in the main city, also in Vrindavan. And then we have our Abhidaya deities, which is Radha Gopinath, also in Jaipur and Vrindavan. So we have Sambandh Acharya. So Srila Sanatana Goswami is our Sambandh Acharya. Who is our Abhidaya Acharya? Anyone knows who is our Abhidaya Acharya? Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is our Abhidaya Acharya. And who is our Prayojan Acharya? Any idea? Our Prayojan Acharya is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So these are the three important Acharyas in our line. Very, very important. Indeed, Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath Goswamis are very, very important. All the six Goswamis are important, obviously. But these are the three main prominent Acharya. Through him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all the instruction. For himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote only Sikshamrita. That's all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote himself. Other thing, whatever he wrote, he threw in the Ganges. So whatever teachings is available to us is available only through the Acharyas, only through the Goswamis and the other devotees. So Srila Sanatana Goswami has written many, 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 many scriptures, many, many books. Similarly, Rupa Goswami has written many, many books. So Srila Sanatana Goswami was born in the year 1488, and you know, there were, I think, few brothers, three I know, that is Amar, Santosh and Anupam. They were the three brothers, and they were actually Brahmins, Saraswat Gaur Brahmin, and they had shifted, I think, from Karnataka to Bengal, their parents and all this, their family lineage, they had shifted there, and they were very, very intelligent. And you know, their intelligence was known to the whole of Bengal. So seeing their, you know, fame and intelligence, the Badshah that time, Nawab Hussain Shah, he actually employed these two brothers in his ministry, Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, whose name were actually Santosh and Amar, but then Badshah changed their names and gave them the name Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas. So they became the finance minister and the prime minister of the Badshah Hussain Shah. And they were also, you know, being Brahmana, they were trained in the philosophy very, very nicely by many devotees. We said, I think, the Vidya Vachaspati, Paramanand Bhattacharya, Rampad Bhattacharya, and Vishnu, Vidya Bhushan Acharya. Every, you know, they had read so many things, and they were very, very intelligent and scholarly person. But the thing is, Badshah wanted them to work under him, and that cannot be avoided. So they actually took the profession of you know, home minister and finance minister. But they were so much attached to Vrindavan, so it is said that in their house they had planted so many trees, like Tamal tree, Kadamba tree, Tulsi tree, and all. They had made Radhapur Shyamkund also, and they were also absorbed you know, in thinking about Krishna. And one night in the dream, Sakar Malik, that is Sanatana Goswami, he saw that one Brahmana is gifting him something very, very important. Can you guess? The Brahmana was gifting him Srimad Bhagavatam. And he woke up actually, and he saw that there was nobody. So he felt very, very, you know, he started lamenting. But then, early in the morning, you know, somebody actually, one Brahmana came and gave him Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Sanatana Goswami understood that this is actually Krishna's desire, and he wants me to thoroughly study Srimad Bhagavatam. So he started reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And then they were living one place called Ram Keli. And then when they heard that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, basically Lord Sri Krishna, he has again come as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So they had desired to see him, but they came to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he went to Jagannath Puri. And then they thought that maybe, you know, we will not be able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anytime. But they had a strong desire to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So lo and behold, by the will of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to Ram Keli. And then these two brothers and their one more brother Anupam, they came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually come here. So they went secretly, ignito, because they were serving the Badshah. They, in ignito, they went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this episode is very important, that this is actually the mode of approaching the Lord. That when they went, they didn't go and say, I am the prime minister and I am the finance minister. No? See, now if we have little education, we become so puffed up, so pride. They say that in utter humility, they were taking bunches of straw in their teeth and falling on the ground, you know, keeping a cloth in the neck, like, you know, kutte ka patta jaisa hota hai, is tarah se, like, they were falling again and again. And first they went and met Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, and they said that we don't have qualification to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, please something you, if you can do to us. And when then they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, it is described that they were again and again taking the bunches of straw. It's a very, very, you know, humiliating indication that taking the Trinadapi. It is said that that straw, they're in the teeth and they are falling on the ground and praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were saying that, sir, we belong to the lowest class of man and our associates and employment are also lowest type. Therefore, we cannot introduce ourselves to you. We feel very much ashamed standing there before you. They said that we cannot introduce ourselves. They were prime minister, finance minister. You know, we have to remember. But sometimes when somebody asks, who are you? I am a software engineer. I am a chartered accountant. I am this, I am that. I am the lord of the world. I work in this company on this post and this position. And I have so many things. You know, immediately. But this, you know, they were prime minister and finance minister. They said that we cannot introduce ourselves because we are so fallen. And they told that, dear sir, let us inform you that there is no one more who is more sinful than us, nor there is any offender like us. Even if you wanted to mention our sinful activities, you would immediately become ashamed, and what to speak of giving them up. He said that we are so sinful that we are afraid of speaking that. And he said that, but you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, they prayed Namo Mahavadanya, they said that you have delivered actually, and you have even delivered Jagai and Madai. It is that Jagai and Madai, they were like, you know, don of that area, so they were very, very famous. And it had come to notice that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had delivered Jagai and Madai. So they said, Jagai Madai hoite koti koti guna, adham patit papi, ami dui jana. He said that Jagai and Madai, they also had koti koti guna. They were actually glorifying Jagai and Madai. He said that we are less than Jagai and Madai, we are so fallen. And then they quoted something which actually I had spoken on the, I think, disappearance day of Sri Rupa Goswami, which hurt so badly. And this is actually a fact. And they said, Mleksha jatim lakshya sevi kare mleksha kama gobrahmana drohi sange amara sangama. This verse is very, very important, particularly to us. I feel like that. He said that actually we belong to the caste of meat eaters because we are servant of meat eaters. I think all of us.
Yes.
Indeed, our activities are exactly like those of meat eaters because we always associate with such people. We are inimical towards the cows and the brahmanas. So they say that mleksha sevi mleksha jati kare mleksha kama go brahmana drohi sangi amara sangam. So we have to understand our position that we are also very, very fallen. So we should not, you know, think ourselves that I am elevated, you know, I am so much of pious, religious, Paramatma who is 2 inches above the ground. We are fallen actually. And then when they were saying like this, you know, they were saying that no one in this 3 worlds is sufficiently powerful to deliver us, but you are the only savior of us and your mercy can deliver us. And by delivering us, you know, you will become famous, you will become Patita Pavan because we are so Patita. You know, again and again they were praying like that, and I will not go in such a detail. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually he started melting. And he told, you know, he told them, said that please get up. He placed his hand on their head and he said that please give up this humility. He said that Aji haite duhar naam rupa sanatan danye chhado tomar danye fate mora man. He said that please leave this humility. Now your name is Rupa and Sanatan. He said, by seeing your humility, you know, my heart is melting. So please leave this humility. And then he embraced both the brothers, but as soon as he embraced, they again fall at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, we are not fit for your embrace. And then taking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled there, you know, they approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sabhara charane dhari pade dui bhai sabhale dhanya bole paile gosai. He said that by the mercy of the devotees, they achieved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the mood when they approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time. Anyway, later Rupa Goswami, along with his brother, he left for Vrindavan. He left his job, ran away to Vrindavan, and then Sanatana Goswami also stopped coming to the court. So then he didn't come, and he said that I am ill, I am sick, I cannot come. So Badshah, he sent his doctor to examine. Doctor examined and found that Sanatan Goswami was totally fit, and he is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, giving the excuse of not going to office and discussing Bhagavatam. So he came here, there, and he told that because of you I am suffering so much, my kingdom is not doing well, so please come. Sanatan Goswami said, not now, no more now, I cannot come. So he said that, you know what will be the repercussion, he say anything, I don't want to come. So he put Sanatan Goswami in the jail. So Sanatan Goswami was in the jail, then actually Roop Goswami, he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sends a letter to Sanatan Goswami. He receives the letter, reads, and then he has plans to, you know, come out. So then he approaches the jailer, and Sanatan Goswami, he actually glorifies the jailer, you know, because he wanted to be free, he wanted to come out. And he said, Tumi ek jinda peer mahabhagyavan, ketab korana shastre ache tumar gyan. He said that you know Quran, you know Shastra, you are mahabhagyavan, you are pious, and you know if somebody is freeing oneself from the clutches of material energy, you know, he will be restored by the mercy of Lord Allah. So he said that please free me up. And then he gave him the bribe also, so many gold coins and everything. And you know, he was left from there, and wandering in different parts of the jungle, he reached Vrindavan. And actually we met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was, you know, there is a lot of journeys involved, but you know, just we will complete in maybe next 2 minutes. So he was very, very dirty, and you know, looking like a Muslim mendicant and beggar. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, actually I don't remember in whose house he was, so he told that please go and call that Vaishnava. He went out, and so there was no Vaishnava, came inside again. So that devotee told, there is no Vaishnava. He said that just go and see if there is anybody. So he said, there is one Muslim fakir is available. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, bring him in. So he brought Sanatan Goswami, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Sanatan Goswami sit next to him and started cleaning Sanatan Goswami's body. See, this Supreme Lord, you know, who cleaned Gundicha temple, you know, he's cleaning Sanatan Goswami. And then Sanatan Goswami, he was very much, ashamed. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Shri Haste Karena Tar Ang Sammarjan Teno Kahe Mor Prabhu Na Kariyo Sparsh. He said that please don't touch me, I am abominable, I am so dirty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu Kahe Toma Sparshi Atma Pavitrite Bhakti Bale Bar Tumi Brahmanda Sodite. He said that by touching you I am becoming purified, and by touching you the three worlds will become purified. So like this, you know, there is a argument going on. And Sanatan Goswami again says, he said that Niche Jati Niche Sangi Patita Dham Kuvishaya Kupe Padi Gonai Nujanam. He said that Kuvishaya Kupe Padi, Kupe means well. He said that I have fallen in the deep dark well of, you know, the material enjoyment, and Gunai no Janam, and I have lost my. Then the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he says, actually there are so many important instruction which is given in this episode. He said that Kami, he said that who am I don't know. Pandita Vyavahara Jana, he said that people are saying me that I am very learned, but I don't know who am I, where I am going to go, what is my destination, what is the goal of life, who is God, what is my relationship with God. So these are the very, very important pertinent questions which we should ask in our life if you want to achieve Krishna. So anyway, we will not go in the detail, but then he asked so many things with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparts all the knowledge to Sanatan Goswami, which he has actually written down in so many books. He has written Brihad Bhagavatam, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Digdarshika Tikas, Krishna Leela Stav, Bhagavata Tapani, etc. And all the teachings which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted to Sanatan Goswami, he wrote down actually for our benefit, and that is what Prabhupada actually keeps quoting in his books. So anyway, this was, you know, the mood of Srila Sanatan Goswami, that although he was so learned, he was saying that who am I don't know. So this is first question we should ask, and then only, you know, we can find the answer to it. And also maybe if Krishna's and Guru's mercy is there, we might go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Sanatan Goswami ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Hare Bol. Radha Madan Mohan Sambandha DT, Radha Gopin, Radha Govinda Dev is Abode, and Radha Gopinath.
Gopinath
is the Prayojana DT.
And these are all in Jaipur.
All in Jaipur.
These are all in Jaipur. Radha Madan Mohan is in Karoli, which is 4-hour drive from Jaipur. So it's very inside. Radha Gopinath and Radha Govinda Dev is in Jaipur, original DTs, but the replica DT is also there in Vrindavan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rajesh, people say that when you go to Vrindavan, your Dasra is not complete.